For so many kids, the beginning of summer holds promise of weeks and weeks of doing absolutely nothing. Or of this, which was a popular answer among kids at the YMCA Hazelwood.
Play video games all day.
Yeah.
Play video games.
Of course.
Many kids will have such plans thwarted by parents who will send them to one or several summer programs. That's probably not a bad thing. There is a growing body of research that suggests letting kids do nothing but watch TV and play video games all summer could set back their academic growth. Eddie Wilson, the director of Pittsburgh's Summer Dreamers Academy, says there are some families who simply don't have the means to send their kids to camps and summer programs, some of which can run hundreds of dollars.
A child with resources has the ability to go to the science center, to go to the library, to go to camp, or to do any number of things and have the access to learning that is required to keep the knowledge that they gained over the year or to gain in knowledge over the summer.
Some camps and programs do offer scholarships, but space can be limited. The effort to include all children in summer activities is being made nationwide. The National Summer Learning Academy, based in Baltimore, Maryland, is one organization working to encourage and support programs that offer educational and fun activities for kids who may not otherwise be able to afford them. CEO Gary Huggins says providing lower-income children with similar opportunities to middle- and higher-income kids is key.
There's been sort of a more recent concerted effort to create programs that allow them to attend and participate in camp-like atmosphere with academic rigor mixed in, and creating other options, whether it's working with libraries or using technology to make sure that there are not only opportunities but encouragement to learn during the summer and stay engaged.
Meaning you can't just open up a school building and let kids hang out there with nothing to do or make it a school-like atmosphere. That can turn kids off of summer learning completely, and it makes it unlikely they'll return day after day. A point made when I asked the kids at the YMCA what they would do if they had to go to school over the summer. In Pittsburgh, programs like the Summer Dreamers Academy offer activities such as fencing, swimming, and art programs aimed at fostering learning in a fun and creative way, but they also offer academic programs cloaked in fun.
If we run a great, effective teaching program and we don't attract kids and make them want to come, then we've not accomplished anything. That's part of it. But another part of it is that summer can be a space where we can innovate and teach and learn in different ways that can affect how we do school. So much of the school year is sort of locked into schedules and testing.
Huggins says for many school systems or youth organizations, summer programs have been treated as a luxury or something to set up only if extra funds are available. But he says learning programs outside of schools are a critical part of the education reform puzzle that is not being addressed.
What we need to really move toward, and we see a sort of a growing trend in this way with some districts, is to look at this is a part of our academic bottom line, that we're not going to hit the targets we're accountable for, and we're not going to get students, you know, we're not going to close achievement gaps, we're not going to get students college ready if we're not addressing summer effectively as part of our overall academic plan.
The issue of access to summer programs has also grabbed the attention of a senior at the Ellis School, an all-girls K-12 school in Pittsburgh. Chelsea Candy is starting Girls Bridging Communities, a one-week robotics camp for girls that is free.
We really want a variety of socioeconomic statuses coming to this camp. We don't want it just to be for people who can afford to pay $200 for a week camp. We want it open to everyone.
Candy says she wanted to start the camp for low-income girls after a school project in which she learned that the achievement gap has roots in the socioeconomic status of children.
I think it's especially important for low-income girls to have this camp because they may not have an experience, a one-on-one intimate learning experience like this, because they may not just ever be exposed to it in their normal school curricula.
Ellis school teacher and advisor to the camp, Lisa Abel Palmieri, says this camp, as well as another at Carnegie Mellon University, offer girls a free or low-cost camp experience. But as Palmieri hears from parents and other organizers, it becomes clear there are still access issues. Most notably, figuring out how to get the kids to and from camp each day.
This is what Chelsea told me from the beginning, and I didn't get that. I was like,
how hard could it be to come up here? It's a free camp. Every single person that's called me on the phone to ask about it has said, well, I don't know how I'm going to get my daughter there.
The camp is seeking grant funding to provide busing, and many area camps do offer free transportation, as well as breakfast and lunch or healthy snacks. The other piece of the puzzle is awareness, making sure parents know that there are options out there for their children that won't break the bank. To that end, there are numerous outreach programs in schools to let kids know what's going on in the summer. One such effort is Hive Pittsburgh, which is supported by the Sprout Fund and seeks to create opportunities for connected learning across all income levels. Ryan Kuhn is program officer for the Sprout Fund. He says the programs aren't limited to any specific income level or demographic.
It's about making sure that there's equitable, open access to some of the really powerful learning opportunities that exist in the city, in the region, and making those more prevalent and frequent.
Kuhn says sometimes making sure kids have opportunities means taking programs to them rather than the other way around. Such is the case with the Children's Museum's Make Shop, which Kuhn says is a creative, hands-on learning tool for children. But not everyone can get to the museum or pay admission.
We're working to support kind of a mobile version of that, or supporting programs that can kind of go to where the youth are, set up in an accessible place, and still deliver the same quality programming that you would find in a place that would charge admission.
So, in the Pittsburgh region, summer programs and camps are not only for those with means, and there are numerous opportunities for all income levels. Back at the YMCA Hazelwood, the kids aren't worried about affording summer camp or programs. All they care about is whether or not they'll have fun, which they say they do when swimming, playing games, or singing.
Hot and hazy,
hot and hazy,
we all go crazy,
we all go crazy.
Ooh, ah-ah, ooh, ah-ah, ooh, ah-ah, ooh,
monkey.
I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.